Chapter 3. No piano playing ever. The next morning, before the first ray of sunlight beams through the bedroom curtains, I slide my feet out of the covers and inch across the floor. I stumble over dirty high tops, exactly where I kicked them last night. When Uncle Raymond rolls over, snoring like a freight train, I slip my shorts on. Grabbing my t-shirt off the chair, I creep down the hall. Downstairs, a door that was shut last night is still closed, but the glass doorknob turns pretty easy. Two deep breaths. Step inside. Shut the door real quiet. Wow. I'm looking at the biggest, shiniest piano, smooth and silent in the back of the room. No furniture except a couple of folding chairs in the corner. Mirrors everywhere. This must be the dance studio. Sitting on the bench, I open up the piano and run my hands up the keyboard. Oh man, every note's perfect. Turning from side to side, I wink at the zillion faces staring back from the mirrors lining the walls, faces with dark brown eyes and curly brown hair. All mine. Hey you, wearing a silver sequined suit like that Elvis guy. Girls swooning. Theo Thomas, piano player to the stars. Theo, baby. What you gonna play for us today? Who's stopping me? I tap another white key, real quiet. Then a black one. I make up a melody on the high notes, soft and slow. I play it again, faster. While the music's in my head, I forget the room, the day, even my uncle. I'm so busy dreaming up melodies, I'm lost inside the big piano. So I don't hear the heavy studio door bang open.
Theo? Boy, is that you?
My uncle drops his tool chest hard on the shiny waxed floor. He storms toward the piano. Faster than I can move, he slams the keyboard cover hard on top of my hands. Not letting on how much that hurt, I stand up and jam my fists into my pockets.
What are you doing in here?
He says, so mean and quiet I have to lean in to hear. Haven't played since Granddaddy's, I answer, fighting back tears, squeezing my...